Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
You're just joining us. It is 7 minutes after five. You're listening to Kaya FM 95.9. It is the home of the Afropolitan, and this is early morning with myself, Sotomayor, hoping to get you inspired into taking on a brand new day. But I know it's been very difficult these past couple of days. It's business unusual for just about everybody in the world, not just in South Africa as well. And of course, with the closure of schools that took place yesterday for a lot of schools, like I said, our school closed on Tuesday already. You know, it's been very difficult for a lot of parents. And like I said, that, you know, we are a three-term school, which means that it's not holidays for us yet. We actually have to carry on with the syllabus. You have to carry on and teach your kids at school. And I know that a lot of parents are in exactly the same situation. It's not just me. Many of us are navigating these new roads. I mean, you're used to helping with like a bit of homework, especially my kid is in grade naught and one in creche. So it's never really just very formal. You know, it's just a little bit of homework, a little bit of revision. But now you actually have to be the teacher at home. And joining me on the line, I've got Cherise van der Venter, who is from Syllabus Homeschooling and tutors. And she's going to tell us, you know, just basically just tips on how to go about teaching your kids at home. Cherise, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks so much. Thanks.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. So like I was saying,
and like you say, on this very turbulent morning, it's a very strange feeling all over.
It is. It really is very strange. It feels like we're living in a little bubble now. You know, I was thinking yesterday with my kids, we literally feel like we're living in a little bubble. But, you know, we will overcome. And talking about overcoming, the first thing that we actually need to get right as well is the fact that we need to carry on teaching our kids, especially if schools are not yet closed for them. For somebody that is not, you know, maybe new to tutoring at home, what are some of the do's and don'ts for doing homeschool learning at this time?
Okay, all right, fantastic. So the best approach would be to not try and mimic your classroom, all right?
Okay.
Don't try and mimic your classroom at home. It's going to make it a little bit more stressful on you, especially on your little ones, whether they in grade 8 or grade R or grade 4.
Okay.
And that means
what? Like, don't try to make them sit at a desk and...
Well, no. Don't try and squash all the subjects into one day.
Okay.
don't strain yourselves in that way. Make up a sensible timetable that makes sense and don't necessarily start at 7 a.m. All right, take it easy. We are under threat from a virus, so for us all to take it physically a little bit easier would also help.
Okay.
So I suggest start around 8 and work out a sensible schedule that encompasses about 3 to 4 subjects a day. And you know, focus on that for about 4 to 5 hours, intensively working through the textbooks. And obviously, in those little textbooks, you'll have assessments that you can do. So work those through and try as best as you can to perhaps get the answers from the teachers, which they have available in the teacher guides. If those are not possible, you can always look at online tutoring or online lessons. Those are widely becoming available now, you know, as the threat of the corona is spreading. I know that from China to here, we're switching to online like nothing.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about schedules and, you know, trying to come up with one that actually works for you and don't try to actually do what you do at school, how do you actually stay on track? You know, because let me tell you, I had two students yesterday, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I was ready to suspend both of them yesterday because they just they wouldn't listen. I mean, I wanted to do it at this time, and this one wanted to do it at this time. But how do you make sure that you actually stay on track, on schedule? Is it okay to say, you know what, okay, it might not be working at this hour. Let's try in the next hour. Or are you breaking out of the schedule?
No, absolutely. Look, your learner's books that you guys have from the schools already, in the front would have a little schedule per term, whether it's a 3 or 4 term year, right?
Yeah.
So try and follow that schedule best as possible, as they would have in the school at the moment. But absolutely, you know, kids are funny and some days just aren't the best. So if they don't feel like maths the day, don't do it. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, skip over to the next day or maybe the afternoon. Perhaps they feel a little bit better that afternoon.
Yeah.
They, you know, a bit more in a headspace for maths at that stage. For kids that are used to schools, used to set lessons, very formal setups. Mm. This is a whole new experience. For them, it's also a bit scary. You know, they could feel a little bit lost or overwhelmed. And when they do, allow them to. It's fine. Just move on to the next subject, the next topic. They might love natural science. Mm-hmm. And then try and get something to do outdoors in your own garden, preferably.
I was actually going to ask the same thing. Right. How important is it to actually get outside?
Absolutely. Oh, yes, yes. At least half of the day. At least half of the day, yes. So, you know, incorporate your physical experiment for your subject outside in your own garden. Have a little picnic for lunch. Make it interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, make it as much as a school as you can, all right, by sticking to getting through the work in time, mm-hmm, by the end of this crisis, which would hopefully be April, yeah, May. Yeah. Mm. And you'll be fine. You'll definitely won't have fallen back, but you'll have done it in an environment which was relaxed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And not everybody will try to kill each other at the end of the school, the homeschooling. But thank you so much for joining us, Asharice, and thank you so much for your tips. And I know there's a lot of people that actually take a lot from this as well. For me as well, like I said, yesterday was my first day, and it was not the easiest time. It wasn't very easy to get two little ones to cooperate with, you know, we're going to do this right now. And they're like, no, actually, I don't think we're going to do that right now. But thank you so much for joining us, Asharice.
Yeah, absolutely. Only a pleasure. And like I said, have a look at online tutoring, all of that. Mm. You know, obviously, syllabus, do you offer all of those things? Yeah. You can always give us a call. If any of the parents feel overwhelmed or stuck, you can always send us an email. I believe I could get your details from you.
Yes,
guys.
You can actually give us the email address.
All right. It's learning, mm-hmm, at syllabus. That's SYLLABIS, not US,
yes.
IS. .co.za, learning at syllabus.co.za. If any of you are stuck, need some help, we're here.
All right. Thank you so much, Charisse, and thanks again for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So that was Charisse van der Venter, who is from Syllabus, which is a homeschooling and tutor service, and just giving us tips on how you can get through these tough times, you know, when we have to teach our kids at home, where we have to go into uncharted territories and just be the madam at home, like my daughter calls me, Madam Mama. You know, I guess it's the time, it's the precarious times. It's business unusual for most of us, but the most important thing is for us to never ever give up and not to lose that hope.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.